And now, stay tuned for Jay and the Gang on Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio. Hey folks, welcome to Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169. My name's Jay, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour, playing you sub-underground rock and roll music from the last six decades, like what you just heard there, Modessa doing Ah, the Bats. And Modessa sounding as relevant in 1981 and 2021 as the year they actually recorded it, which was 1999. So it's like 22 years old now, folks. Modessa was a band from Portland, Oregon. They have a new 7-inch out, relatively new, on Jabs Records. It collects the things that they recorded over a two-week period in 1999. They were a trio, like I said, from Portland, featuring Helen, who was in the band Petty Crime, which was a UK band. She must have moved to Portland. And she, when she was in Petty Crime, they put out a great single a couple years before that on Slamped Records. Anyway, they're called Modessa. It's a great single. Check it out. Jabs Records. You can find it on Bandcamp. And the track was called Ah, the Bats. Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169. I've got some special treats this time, as we always do, of course. This time we're going to do some underground garage punk and psych and beat music from Japan in the 1960s from a new box set called Far East, Far Out. That comes a little later in the show. Right now we're going to kick things off with Burnt Envelope. I was so psyched beyond belief, as we say, used to say in Southern California, psyched beyond belief, folks, that Burnt Envelope have a second tape out. Burnt Envelope is a one-man project. Maybe there's two people in it, but I know the main guy is Anthony Pasquarosa, who plays a lot of acoustic guitar and kind of, you know, hippie-ish psych stuff and kind of more experimental things. He records a lot on the Feeding Tube label. And Burnt Envelope put out that amazing record a few years ago, which was a fake collection of singles. Well, there's a new one, and it's just as good. It's called I'm Immature, the Singles Volume 2. It's recorded in 2019. It was released sometime last year. I discovered it last week. I'm really excited about it. Fourth Eye Music / Burnt Out Tapes are who put it out. And Pasquarosa is from Massachusetts. There, that's every bit of biographical information I'm going to give you. But the good news is he also agreed to be interviewed by Dynamite Hemorrhage fanzine, which I happen to run, issue number 9, which is coming out later this year. So Burnt Envelope are now going to play a song for you called Stuck, and it sounds like this.
I'm against you. It comes to the hippies, the jocks and politicians, but I'm stuck in this world. Stuck in this world. What year is it anyway? Well, I know the games you play. Sid sold them to me for free. Sid sold them to me. But I'm stuck in this world. All is mine. crisis with their religious answers. Math is a fraud, and so are you. But I'm stuck in this world. Yeah, I'm just stuck here. I hide in their trees, watching them all. Slugs and scales lined up in a row. Their feet on the stone, the big and the tall.
Bubblegum, live for moon and sun. Young and so much fun. Life has just begun. Your name is Bubblegum. Live for the moon and sun. Young and so much fun, life has just begun.
Get it!
So much fun, life has just begun.
Bubblegum, yeah! Whoa, yeah!
Right, okay. That was something brand new from a group called NT Honey, like letter N, letter T, Honey. They're from New Zealand, and the track was called Run Away. It features a woman named Anya, who I think is kind of the prime mover in the band, Beth from the Futurians, and Jade from Pumice. It was recorded by Stefan Neville, otherwise known as Pumice himself. The track was called Run Away. You can hear it at nthoney.bandcamp.com. It's from a new album that is about to come out called Accidental Punk. Before NT Honey, we heard Limnarina doing Kuinka aku ankasta tedan polisi. I actually pronounced that correctly because, well, no, I'm not because I'm Finnish, but because I've heard that song so many times and because they say those exact lyrics in the track. I think now, after hearing it for 30 some odd years, I finally got it down. Kuinka aku ankasta tedan polisi by Limnarina from 1989 from their first EP on Bad Vugum. I was so blown away the first time I heard that. That is just one of the most crazy half Japanese-esque songs I've ever heard. And that whole first EP and the second one are great. They kind of drop off a little after that. But Limnarina, check it out. They put out a compilation of all their stuff on Drag City. Probably 20-something years ago, but it's definitely worth tracking down. Before Limnarina, we heard Lamps doing God Gave Me This Haircut. That is from their latest record, People With Faces, on In The Red Records. Came out in 2020. They're from Los Angeles. Before Lamps, we heard Kim Fowley from 1968 doing Bubblegum. That came out on his album Outrageous. Before Mr. Fowley, we heard Burnt Envelope with Stuck, and that's from the new I'm Immature, the singles, Volume 2. More from that in the shows to come. I think, did I say the song was called Stuck? Yeah, I probably did. Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169. There's 168 of these before this one. Probably every other week for the last 7 years I've been doing this show. So I don't know how that kind of computes in terms of, like, that would be 26 shows a year over that time. So maybe I haven't quite done it every other week. But anyway, there's 168 you can listen to. They're on Mixcloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, all the places that you can push a podcast to. I tried to push it to. There's a few on SoundCloud as well. All right, so now the next set is going to be only new things, all kind of in the post-punky vein. We heard a little bit from Marauder last show. Now we're going to hear a little bit more. This is from their brand new album, Puissance 4. They're from Leipzig, Germany. This track is called Face Slash Figure.
Process. Thank you.
All right, that's a somewhat atypical song from the new record by Preening, which is called Drag Through the Garden. It's great. The whole record is great. But that one is just this really cool kind of like late 70s dub-ish thing called Extortion Version. And the new Preening is on Ever Never. I think it's the last Preening. They were from Oakland, California. Before Preening, we heard Silicone Prairie, who are from Kansas City, doing Dance to the Beat. And that is on a new record called My Life on the Silicone Prairie. There are members of the band Warm Bodies in this group. It's available on vinyl and on download, of course. You can find it at siliconeprairie.bandcamp.com. Before that, we heard De Klumb doing N'importe Quoi, and that is on their latest record, Fairy Tree Welt, which I think is their only album. They're from Leipzig, Germany, just like Marauder, who were before them. But we'll talk about De Klumb first. We played a little bit of De Klumb last show, a track called Do the Diet, and the Fairy Tree Welt album is the more recent thing from them. And again, the track was called N'importe Quoi. And Marauder started that short set off with Face Figure. That's from Puissance 4, which is their second album and has just come out. And a little bit of back-to-back Leipzig there, folks. Eastern Germany, the former Eastern Germany, home of Red Bull Leipzig. And also the home of Marauder and De Klumb. Gotta love it. Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169. My name's Jay. And now here's that promised set from the Far East Far Out box set. So I had a bunch of credit at Amoeba Records in San Francisco, where I live, a few weeks back. And I exchanged a bunch of that credit for something that just sort of caught me in the aisles. This 6-CD box set of Asian underground rock and roll from the 1960s, and it looked so beautifully packaged. It had the few that I actually know from that time, like Dara Puspita and the Spiders and the Mops and things like that, the Karna Beats. I don't really know a ton about that scene. A lot of it is very Japan heavy, because I think most of the rock and roll in Asia in the 60s came from Japan. There's a little bit of Cambodia, but not that much, which is kind of my favorite scene of all of that. But I've listened to 5 of the 6 CDs, and most of that was done this weekend. And what I've done is I've collected from 5 of the 6 CDs my favorite tracks, and I'm going to play it in a set here now. We're going to play 6 songs from the Far East Far Out box set. I think Cherry Red are the ones that actually put this out here. I've got it right here. The Intoxicating Sounds of blah, 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 blah from Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, and beyond, 1964 to 1971. Let's go far out in the Far East with Far East Far Out. Okay, that's all we're going to say about it. Let's start things off. Well, so the way that I've kind of structured this set is it starts a little bit on the goofier side and a little bit more poppy and gets heavier and heavier. And then the last track, The Mops, oh my God, get ready. It's a psych fuzz blowout. So let's start off with The Spiders doing Ko 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 Ke Ko.
鶏先だよココケコ、どちらが先でもいいじゃないか、あと先構わずココケコ、どこまで行っても卵と鶏、お前が先だよココケコ、あなたが先なのココケコ、どちらが先でもいいじゃないか、本当に好きならココケコ、どこまで行っても卵の鶏。あ、わからない、卵が先か鶏先か、卵が先か鶏先か、卵が先か鶏先か、卵が先か鶏先か、卵が先か鶏先か、鶏ゴンベが種まきゃコココゲコ、カラスがほじくるコココゲコ、どちらが先でもいいじゃないか、世界は回るよコココゲコ、どこまで行っても卵と鶏。卵が先だよココココゲコ、
鶏先だよコココケコ。どちらが先でもいいじゃないか、仲良くやろうよコココケコ。どこまで行っても卵と鶏。
強く抱き合うこと、強く抱き合うこと。 抱き合うこと強く抱き合う恋
I've been looking everywhere, morning, noon, and daylight, 'cause she's so fine.
She's so fine.
Yeah, she's so fine, you know, I wish you were mine. I've got something to tell her, and maybe she laughs, and maybe not. But I love that woman like I never before, 'cause all my love she got, yeah, she's so fine.
愛を追ってゆく
誰かが愛を踏みにじる弱い小鳥は恐ろしく目くらになって夢を見る何にも見えないその中で真っ赤なバラが咲き誇る君を連れて行く誰かが君を傷つける弱い小鳥は悲しくて目くらになって君を
That was a 6-song set from the Far East Far Out box set, which has recently come out on Cherry Red. You just heard the Mops doing Blind Bird. That was the only track of the set that I'd actually heard before I kind of put this thing together. I had a compilation from Moxie Records, which was a garage punk label of the 1980s and a little bit, I think, into the early 1990s, maybe even a little bit in the 70s. Moxie was like one of the very first garage punk labels to kind of unearth stuff from the 60s. And they had an international version, like a 4-song single EP. I think they call them EPs, folks, extended play records that had international bands, and the Mops Blind Bird was on there. But it didn't sound very good because Moxie was famous for just kind of like cruddy recording quality. And that's very fetching and endearing when it's like a 78 RPM, you know, record, blues record from 1928, but not so much when it's like a 60s punk record. Anyway, the Mops Blind Bird, now it's all cleaned up. It's on that box set. And that's just, I think that's the best thing on the whole box set, honestly. Before that, we heard the Youngers doing Hanashita Kunai. I believe they were Japanese. In fact, almost everybody in that set was Japanese. I'm going to tell you for the ones that weren't. Before the Youngers, we heard Danny Diaz and the Checkmates. Now, that doesn't sound like a very Asian name. The track was called She's So Fine. Well, Danny Diaz and the Checkmates were from Hong Kong, where a lot of expats live. There's a very good set of liner notes in here. I have not read it all. It's not organized in the most, you know, easy reading way, and it's also extremely tiny type. And when you get to be my age, you know, you got to get out those reading glasses to kind of figure this stuff out. So anyway, Danny Diaz and the Checkmates, I can't tell you much about them other than they were from Hong Kong. And that's a great track called She's So Fine. The Golden Cups were before that with Love Is My Life. Dara Puspita did Believe Me. Now, I know Dara Puspita. They're great. They were from Indonesia and they were all female band who wrote their own material, which is fantastic. And everything I've heard from Dara Puspita is great. And I probably need to dig in a little deeper and hear more. Maybe we all do. Before that, the Spiders, who were one of Japan's kind of bigger garage punk bands back then, did Koko Koke Ko. And that's where we started off that set here on Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169. I'm going to play some more songs for you, though, folks. I got some more. Don't worry. We're going to go about an hour here. Now, brand new on Hozak Records is this collection from the Gorals, who were from Seattle, Washington, in 1992 and 1993. It's called Fall in Love. And their classic track, the one that they put on a 45 back then, is called Bongo Beat. And it's been redone. Well, it wasn't redone. It was redone back then. But now there's a new version out on the LP, not the original 45 version. I'm not sure which is better, but it's great. Check out the Gorals featuring the guitar of Rob Vasquez, who was in The Nights and Days and The Night Kings. This track's called Bongo Beat.
Gonna be a desertion. be your burial day. Tomorrow be your burial day. Tomorrow be your burial day. For Henry hammering on the mountain, the whistle blew 2:30. The last words that his captain heard him say, but hammer my insides in two.
Great stuff. Been a long time since I played the Bass Holes on the show, and that was the Bass Holes, in fact, doing John Henry from a single in 1992 that was put out on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. The Bass Holes were Don Howland and Lamont Thomas. They were a duo, and as I said, they were from Columbus. Before the Bass Holes, we heard Do-Rag doing Trudge. That was from 1994, around the same time on In the Red Records. It was the second single by Do-Rag, who were from Tucson, Arizona, and had this amazing getup. You know, if you see a picture of Do-Rag, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you ever saw them, they were a blast. They were also a duo. Bob Logg was the kind of singer and the guy who played guitar and sang through a bullhorn. And the drummer who banged on like cardboard boxes and buckets and stuff, his name was Thermos. Thermos. Before Do-Rag, we heard The Mighty Caesars doing Confusion from 1988 from their album John Lennon's Corpse Revisited that came out on Crypt Records back then. They were from the UK, featuring Billy Childish, of course. That is the first song that I ever personally learned how to play on the bass guitar, because it was so friggin' easy that even I could do it. And when I formed a band about 2 years after that, I said, let's cover this song, Confusion, because even I can play it. You only had to put your fingers basically in four places and on two strings. So, hey, before The Mighty Caesars, we heard The Gorals with Bongo Beat in that relatively short garage punk set. That is from the album Fall in Love, which has recently come out on Hozak Records, and it collects stuff they recorded in 92 and 93, and they were a four-piece from Seattle, Washington, only existed about that year. So we're going to close off Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 169 with something brand new from Stefan Christensen, who is from New Haven, Connecticut, played a little bit of this last show. He has a new tape out on Hangover Central Station, which is a Hamburg, Germany label, and it's a kind of a shorter tape. It's got five tracks on it. One of them super long. One is like 13 minutes. So I guess it's an album, right? This is a really nice kind of mellow track to kind of take you out, called Forest Daylight. Again, it's by Stefan Christensen, and I will see you next time.